The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and I am your guest host today, Rebecca Miller. My co-host today is Jerry Peretzman.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. I'm anticipating spring. We should all get out tomorrow and Sunday and enjoy this brief interlude.
Okay. Well, that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Project Independence. You're a Project Independence member from Greenack.
I certainly am. Way back.
And you're really involved with the program. We're grateful to you for that. You've been a frequent co-host on this show, and you're a member of the Romeos and
yes.
Project Independence Advisory Committees and Subcommittees. So you're really involved, and because of members like you, we're here today.
So there's so many wonderful things you can do with Project Independence, and I think it's really expanded my life and got me in touch with a lot of people who have become friends or more than just acquaintances. It's a great thing. Get involved if you're listening.
That's great.
Even if you're not listening.
Right. And hey, I think I did see you yesterday, too, at some Project Independence happenings. Maybe we'll talk about a little later in the show. But welcome. Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who want to remain in their own homes as they age. Our services range from transportation for food shopping and medical visits to help at home with minor home maintenance, nursing and social work services, fitness classes, community education, information and referral. And if we don't provide a service that's needed, we will connect you to that service. This program today is going to be a very special one. We have our first guest is Ronald Fatula, and Ronald is a elder law attorney and also a financial advisor. So we'll be talking to you today in a few minutes.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.
Welcome. Great
Thank
to have you.
You
back. I know you've been here before. We're going to then, after Ron, speak with Dr. George Gurbinikoff. I'll have to get that proper pronunciation. He is a non-invasive cardiologist and medical director for the Center of Aortic Disease at Winthrop Hospital. And, of course, this is Heart Healthy Month, and we're talking a lot about those issues and how to keep the heart healthy. And he's going to give us some great advice. And following that, we'll have Old Time Radio, Fibber, McGee, and Molly. It's Antique Furniture is the name of the episode.
Right. Incentive to clean out your closet. Remember that.
Okay. And that first aired in April of 1939. And following that, we will have Talk of the Town with Christina Liu. And Christina is the one and only producer for this radio show. And she is also the Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Town of North Hempstead, Department of Services for the Aging. I always like to say that she has the longest title I've ever heard, and it takes about 3 minutes to announce. But so we look forward to all the different segments today. But Ron, we were talking a little bit about community Medicaid when you first came in. What exactly is community-based care?
Sure. And when you talk about community-based care, you're typically talking about Medicaid covering individuals in the community. So typically when someone would see me as an elder law attorney, they either want to do estate planning, Medicaid planning, or they come to us at the last minute and they have a care need. That care need may be, unfortunately, may be care in a facility, but oftentimes it's care at home. And they would be seeking Medicaid community-based care, which is care at home, where Medicaid would pay for a home health attendant, Medicaid could pay for a doctor, prescription drugs, etc. They might have Medicare, but Medicaid would actually fill in the gaps for many people.
Okay. Does Medicaid interfere with Medicare?
Not at all. Actually, if you have Medicaid and Medicare, you're called dual eligible. And almost all of my clients are over 65. They are dual eligibles. They have Medicare. And if they have limited assets, and we'll get to that later on, and they're eligible for Medicaid, they'll have Medicaid. And that Medicaid, as I said, could help fill in the gaps for doctor's visits, transportation, x-rays, durable medical equipment, speech therapy, all these things. Yes, Medicare could cover, but there might be some extra payments that you would have to pay through Medicare. If you're eligible for Medicaid, Medicaid will fill in the gaps. But most importantly, someone would come into my office thinking, I'm getting older. I need help dressing, bathing, feeding, toileting, et cetera, or there's an issue with continence, and I need help at home.
Right.
I need a home health attendant, and we would seek to do that Medicaid planning and do the Medicaid application.
Okay, yeah. And now is Medicaid strictly for people with limited assets?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't mean that you can't have, it doesn't mean you have to always have had limited assets. We could actually impoverish you to a certain extent.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, income is, as we get older, things change. So maybe at one point you would not be eligible, but, and you could also find ways to, you know, help someone get Medicaid.
Yeah, exactly. And to do the Medicaid planning.
So with both together, an individual really would have not much in the way of out-of-pocket costs.
Would have not much in the way of out-of-pocket costs, but they will also not have much in the way of assets and or income.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So why would someone want both Medicaid and Medicare?
Okay. Well, for so many reasons. Again, Medicaid is for those with limited assets and income. And I would like to go over those figures later on and talk about some Medicaid planning, typical scenarios for the listeners out there. But again, the cost for Medicare could be quite high, and Medicaid does provide, you know, those deductibles and co-insurance that you would have with Medicare, Medicaid would provide. And also, there are many services that you simply won't get through Medicare. So Medicare will pay for home care, but the home care is limited. So, for example, if you have a skilled care need, you need physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, you're only going to have limited hours through Medicare. And you have to be deemed homebound. There are lots of requirements. You're not going to get more than 4 hours a day.
Right.
7 days a week for 28 hours a week.
With Medicare or with Medicaid?
Medicare.
With
Medicare.
Okay.
With Medicaid, you actually could get 24-hour care.
Right.
So that's a very big difference.
Ron, I understand that with Medicaid, there's no payment by the individual for Medicaid. Is that correct?
There is no payment by the individual for Medicaid. You just have to be financially eligible and medically eligible.
Sure.
Yeah, you're going to have to have, if you need a home health attendant, you really have to have a need for that home health attendant.
But it's a way of staying in your home.
Absolutely.
Which is one of our objectives.
That's the objective. Okay. The objective that I see for with Project Independence. And your listeners have to know about this program, how important it is. And I'm going to say it so many times that there is no look back for Medicaid community-based care. If you have assets and you transfer or gift away those assets, there's no waiting period. There's no five-year look back for home care like there is for nursing home care.
Essentially, it's need for professional services, supportive services.
Absolutely, Jerry. So you're going to have the need for that medical care, or not even medical care.
Yeah.
Need for someone to help you go to the bathroom and dress and bathe and ambulate and walk. Yes, you're going to have that need. It's not for somebody to just come in to clean your home, although there is a Medicaid service that does that for some people.
You talked about the limited hours, 28 hours a week. Now, if a person is able through family support, for example, to have someone else come in and supplement that on a paying basis, it doesn't diminish, I understand, what you can get for Medicaid.
Well, through Medicare, it should not diminish. But for Medicaid, Medicaid actually does do a social investigation. So they do a medical assessment and a social assessment. Got to see medically if you really need some help.
Yeah.
You know, so they do that. But socially, so if there is someone in the home or somebody else is actually already taking care of you, Medicaid doesn't want to provide that service. They're always looking for ways to save money,
right,
basically.
Okay, but if that person was simply doing housework, let's say, Medicaid might still be a source of support.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, because that person is not going to...
maintaining a person.
Exactly.
Clearly, Medicaid is a great option for seniors, you know, with limited, assets. Yeah. It has somewhat of a negative kind of connotation when you hear Medicaid, you know, but it really is important for people to know that it's there to help. Do you have clients that come in and say, you know, surprised when they find out that they can receive Medicaid and how helpful and the services are?
I have so many clients that are shocked that they're going to be eligible for Medicaid because they have a couple of $100,000 in assets, and I'll do the Medicaid planning, and I'd love to give examples. What I really don't like, and I don't do, we have clients that come into us, you know, my office is in Great Neck, just like you, you know, down the street, and we have clients that come in with sometimes with millions of dollars and say, I want to go on Medicaid. And, you know, that's not really what the program is for.
Right.
But the program is for the middle class. And there are ways for the middle class to become Medicaid eligible without actually getting totally impoverished. And I'm concerned about the well spouse. If there's a spouse, we don't want that well spouse to become impoverished either.
Right.
Yeah. And so there are certainly ways to do it. But clients are shocked to know, I have $200,000. I could go on Medicaid in a month, you know, and I'm eligible.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's good. This is great information to know. So could we get a little bit more into how you financially qualify for Medicare? And kind of go into a little bit of the numbers?
Sure.
Before we do that, I'd like to make a comment, and that is people feel sometimes that Medicaid is a giveaway of someone else's money. But remember, for everyone who gets to be 65 probably has worked and contributed to the federal budget and the state's budget. And I think, you know, they shouldn't have a sense of guilt or that, and people shouldn't condemn anyone for getting on Medicaid either.
Right.
Most of us who've worked through our lives have paid for it, for others, and that's the system.
Right.
When you're working, you pay for someone else. When you retire, you need it, someone else pays for you. But I think that's a fair way of looking at it, and it's not a giveaway for someone who, let's say, is healthy, should be working.
That is so well put, and I'm so glad that you jumped into this. There is absolutely no shame for going on Medicaid. You paid for this. You paid for this your entire life. You get Social Security, you know, when you're at full retirement age, whatever that is for you. For me, it's age 66. But don't be ashamed. I mean, you paid for this. It's an entitlement. And we hope it continues to be an entitlement because there are those in the administration that are looking to block grant Medicaid and actually provide per capita caps. No, block grant, New York State, you get X number of dollars for Medicaid, whether you can, it works or not, you get X number of dollars and per capita caps, X number of dollars per person on the program. So I'm talking about it. I'm working with AARP. I'm on their executive council, trying so hard to fight some of these pushbacks.
You know what? When we come back from a quick break, we'll get more into this. Thank you, Ron. This is I'm Rebecca Miller, guest host, and we will be right back. Project Independence and You. ¶¶